Hey guys, welcome to this week's Angler News KZN Fishing Report, and it is cold, but although it is cold, the fishing is still quite hot on the KZN coastline, with a lot of edible action being the focus of the week. The sardines did come over to give us a little bit of a tease when they made their appearance on Sunday and Monday, but no signs of them after that. In fact, not much sign of other bait fish as well. So we're not sure what's going on with that, and looks like it's still a waiting game. However, on your offshore side, guys, there is still a lot of snook around. The bottom fishing is absolutely magnificent at the moment. And on your rock and surf side, garrick, shad, and kingfish. That's what we're going to be talking about later on in the show. As for that freshwater scene, well, the bass are still on the bite. I mean, that there is that pre-spawn. Surprisingly, although it's winter, we have not stopped with that bass action. The stillwater anglers are having fun with that trout, and the scalies are very much bending rods throughout our Midlands area. As for the carp anglers, well, they are having an absolute treat at Mudma and Albert Falls. Now we're going to get into all of this in great detail as we usually do. But before we do, here's a huge shout out to our sponsors, the Kingfisher. And these are the stores throughout KZN that are ready to serve you.
The Kingfisher are the leading fishing tackle specialists. We stock gear for every facet of fishing, from carp to cooter, marlin to trout. Basically, everything. We have stores across KZN, from Toti to Salt Rock, Durban to Pietermaritzburg. You can also find us online at kingfisher.co.za.
Thank you, the Kingfisher. Guys, the Kingfisher is one of our sponsors on the YouTube channel as well, so make sure to check it out. Now, speaking about that YouTube channel, we have got some epic catches to brag about on this past week, so make sure to check it out. That's YouTube Angler News SA. Now, let's get into this week's report, starting off with our South Coast guru, Adam, who's sent through some amazing catches, like exactly what I was talking about. Make sure to check that out. But on top of that, he's also sent through some footage of what the water conditions are down the South Coast. Now, it was absolutely fantastic, but we've got this massive west that is coming through, and it does seem as though it's here for Thursday, Friday, but Saturday is looking good. However, I am going to let Adam tell you all about it.
Good day, Vinesh, and everyone else in the fishing family. I trust that all is well and everyone's had a good week. So we've had some really awesome catches down on the lower South Coast, Vinesh. It's just these last day and a bit now, Wednesday, with this massive west that's pumping through. West on a Wednesday, and yeah, it's been pumping gales down here. Yeah, the sea's on its head, things are not looking great. But prior to the west pushing through, we had some really awesome epic catches from a lot of local anglers and holiday makers alike. So really good to see some awesome fish coming out. Conditions were good. You know, the shad were on the bites. They have slowed down currently, however, but all the other fish have sort of picked up the ball, if you want to call it. So with that being said, we had Shane with a beautiful cob at Margate Pier. His grandfather, Billy, a very well-known angler on the coast. So very nice to see him picking up the mantle there, just to move things around a bit. Darren with a bus, and I mean a bus of a bronze bream in the Palm Beach Trafalgar area. We've had two other Garrick pop up also at Margate Pier recent. Philip and a mate of his going and spearfishing a nice Garrick, a tasselfish or bardman, which I haven't seen in a very long time, and a bronzy to mix things up there. Mo with a very nice flatfish, so well done there. Leon with this youngster catching a bronzy off a titch rod. As most of us would know, these titch rods are very short, very strong. In actual fact, me and my colleague Shane threw an 8-ounce sinker in the shop once just to prove a point to a customer. So very nice to see that catch coming off that rod in the Ramsgate area. A very good friend of mine, Puven, with a huge Garrick off Orange Rocks. And also some trout action from Rainier. So also good to see some of that freshwater fish coming out as well, because we haven't had much reports on that side recently. So well done there, Rainier. So things have been really good, Vinesh. You know, fishing's been epic down here. As I said earlier, though, the shad have definitely slowed down a bit. So, you know, it's getting to that point where I think, you know, this cold front's moved in. Some of the fish, you know, had some really good feed just before the cold wind and the west pushed in. And then it just sort of went quiet. I don't think there's going to be much fishing coming up to this weekend, especially Thursday and Friday. It doesn't look really good, to be honest, on the predictions. But again, it's just the predictions. And as we know, westerly winds always generally push themselves quick or blow themselves out really quick. So I'm hoping that's going to be the case. However, looking at the forecasts on a few different apps, it doesn't seem to be that way for this upcoming weekend. Friday, a fair northwest in the morning to a northeast in the afternoon, back to a northwest and a northeast on Saturday morning and afternoon respectively. However, both the winds will be blowing fairly light on Saturday at around 10 to 20 k's per hour. Sunday, however, there will be a west to southwester for the whole day, gusting up to 30 k's plus, with the swell condition sitting between 1.5 and over 2 meters for the upcoming weekend. So Saturday definitely looking as the day to try and fish in terms of the predictions or the apps, as what they always say to us. But whether it pans out to be true or not, I'm not too sure, Vinesh. So we've definitely had some really, really good fish coming out. I know we've had a couple of Eskims and a few sort of kingies in between here and there. So it's been good from non-eds to edibles. You know, live bait definitely still being the pick of bait around for your bigger eds in terms of your Garrick and your cob. So yeah, it's been good. I can't reiterate that enough at the moment. However, let's just see what this weekend brings. It doesn't look too great, unfortunately, guys, but let's just hope. It looks like that northwester and northeaster is going to be battling it out. I don't think the sea is going to be too happy about it, or the fishermen, but hey, you know what, fishing is fishing. But otherwise, guys, you know what, let's see what the weather and the weekend brings. Otherwise, take care, stay safe, tight lines, and let's see those catches.
Thank you, Adam. Yes, those westerly winds. It is winter, it is expected. However, like you said, they do clear up quite quickly, and we are looking forward to Saturday down the south coast. If last week's action was anything to go by, we are definitely in for a treat. So guys, all those catches Adam spoke about, all those anglers he spoke about, they are on our YouTube channel. Go and check it out. And he has got the water conditions on there, where he's talking about a few different areas, so definitely worth a watch. Now let's move on down to Warner Beach, where we are with Gary, where he hasn't seen any sign of bait activity, but he has seen a lot of edibles. Guys, this is Gary from Kingfisher, Warner Beach.
Good evening, chaps. It's Gary from Kingfisher, Warner Beach. Good evening to you all. I'm just up from the beach. Sea is very nice today. Yeah, the last few days of good water, quite a few shad have come out. A fair number of times, a good number. And a couple of garrick. There are a good number of stumpies around, eh? So, having a bit of sport with them today. I don't see any signs of bait up off the flats at all, or sardine. There's quite a bit of bait fish in Durban. But I don't see any surface activity this side of it. I didn't even see one mullet today in the shore break. Not one came past. Alright, let's see what happens in the week ahead, chaps. Until then, tight lines.
Thank you, Gary. A good, fantastic report, especially now that we have got the SA Surf Casting Nationals, the Junior Nationals, taking place in that area, and I will be covering that from tomorrow, Saturday, and of course the prize giving on Sunday. So stay tuned to that report. Big up to our juniors that are fishing. They will be fishing for FIPS and representing our colors. So all the best to them on that. Now let's move on down to Durban, where we are with Mike V and Brad. Now the Sardines has played a bit of hide and seek over this past week, but once again, some great catches that's been coming out. Guys, here is Mike V and Brad.
How's it, guys? The Sardines did play a bit of hide and seek this week. And there was two or three nets there bound to loony. They're mixed bag nets, sardines, red eyes, things like that. Not much fish with them from what I understand. But at least they did make a small appearance. On the fish side, there's been a lot of shad run and quite a few garrick. The guys have been getting some very nice garrick and good numbers. So yeah, it's a fish worth going to go target this weekend once the sea settles down. Shad have also been good size. I haven't really seen any undersized ones. But yeah, there's been quite a few of those over. Bronze bream, not so many, but the guys have been getting some lovely ones. Stone bream and normal catching fish, quite a few. Odd grey shark at Blue Lagoon as well with the shad. Up to Addington as well, couple of greys, couple of spinners, things like that. On the ski boat and paddle ski side, there's been some lovely snook and cooter. I saw a picture yesterday of a cooter, I think it was just under 30 kilos. Absolutely stunning. the guys have still been getting some nice fish on the reefs, some stringers, rock cods, things like that. So yeah, ski boating side's been doing very well. In the bay, the guys are getting some springer again on the artificials and live glassies or small live baits. They've been getting quite a few of the springer. Kingy is still a bit quiet. Apparently there were some garish in the bay. I can't confirm it as yet, but I did hear that there was quite a few caught on the weekend. So yeah, if you're fishing in the bay, always worth putting a live bait out and having a look. Grunter, cob, things I get, all still eating nicely. I saw a nice pick this morning. They are got a salmon about 5 kilos. So yeah, there are some lovely fish there. Guys, good luck, tight line, enjoy.
Good morning, guys. It's Brad here, Linsky Fishing Charters. Guys, fishing over the last week. Guys, I'd say it's been pretty remarkable. Guys, the half cob have been really, really, really eating very well. All oversized. Everyone's getting their quota, barring one or two days when the currents have been playing silly things. But yeah, the fishing has been great. On the other side, there've been some heelback out in the deep reefs. I'm talking the 88 fathoms and 77 fathom area. Other than that, not much that I have done personally on the Kuta side. There were one or two off of Sloty that I heard of and a couple of snook at Blue Lagoon. But that's all I can say, guys. The bottom fishing has been quite prolific. As tight lines, and speak to you next week.
Thank you, Mike and Brad. Looks like Durban's purple patch continues, especially on that bottom fishing side for Brad and that Shad and Garrick side with Mike. And looks like that bay is still producing the goods. I mean, this time it's Garrick. 2 weeks ago we had Grant and last week we had Kingfish. So Durban Harbour, really a place to go and fish, especially if you're one of those newbies to the game and want to fish those calmer waters. Guys, go and fish Durban Harbour. You are definitely going to get a pull. We're moving on up to the North Coast with Jesse from the Kingfisher, Bolito and Salt Rock, and he has got a fantastic report about what's been coming out over this past week, especially when he's talking about those high points in his area. Guys, here is Jesse, Kingfisher, Bolito and Salt Rock.
Morning, guys. Hope everybody's doing all right. We've seen some good catches this week, guys. It's been a bit of a slog with the weather, but for the guys that have got out there and endured it, it's been good. We've seen rock and surf based. We've seen probably some of the better Garrick fishing that we've seen this year so far. I think there's still masses of fish coming up the coast. I believe closer to the bluff, there's been tons of them. The guys fishing in the local Durban area, I can't say exactly where, but the guys were catching a heck of a lot of fish. They're seeing a lot of fish. The guys on the boats are catching. The guys off the side are catching. It's just been good, really, all around as far as Garrick goes down south. And we've seen a massive showing of them on the north coast as well. From the surf, we're still getting a couple during the days here off all of the points, so all of your high water points. And then one of the nice things is we've seen a lot of catching and releasing done off the boats and the skis. There's a couple of guys that have hooked into a heck of a lot of them, and for the most part, these guys are releasing them, so it's so nice to see. Some people are tagging them, which is also quite important. And then the guys are catching them not only on live bait, but a heck of a lot of fish on lures. So if you're out there and you've got a live bait out and you're just kind of waiting and there isn't much happening, throw some lures. Go out there, throw a plug, throw a Rapala, throw a popper, throw anything. And I've seen a high concentration of the catches relating directly to lures. So a lot of fun, guys. I think that's probably the way to go going forward. As far as other species are concerned on the boat, I'd say one or two snook a little bit south. We haven't seen a heck of a lot up this side. Basically from the bluff up, I'd say in Floaty is the point where we've seen them kind of subside a little bit. But definitely quite a few off Durban. A good couple Kuta off Durban as well, but just in the bush, no real pattern to speak of. But there were some really nice Kuta that came up. The one I saw was 24 kilos. couple of sailies as well in the mix there. So decent fishing down there, but it's in the bush. It's nothing you can really go and pinpoint. You can't target them. Unless you do, and in which case, you're probably not going to catch a heck of a lot of fish, but definitely some bigger fish around. And it's typical for this time of the year. Moving up north, I've seen the boats catching a lot of bottom fish, a lot of dogger, a lot of gillbeck, still a couple of yellowtail and amberjack around. Some really big reds as well. Same as last week, the reds seem to be here properly. And I think with this cold snap now, we're going to see even better bottom fishing come out. As far as rock and surf is concerned, things are starting to heat up a little bit with the game fish. We've seen a lot of kingies on our northern sections here. And some big kingies as well. A couple up between maybe 5 and 10 kilos. A lot of smaller ones under 5 kilos. A couple of snook in the mix. A lot of guys are getting garrick now as well. So I'd say that if you are somebody who wants to go down and throw some plugs or some spoons for some garrick, go down. If you don't go now, you probably won't get as good a run as you will now in the next week or so. Things have really been good. Probably the best opportunity you're going to get. So head down there, throw some spoons, throw some plugs, 7-inch minnows, some paddle tails, and you can catch everything else on that as well. The amount of kingies around in the area, you'll still catch some on your plugs and drop shot as bycatch when targeting garrick. As far as your bottom fish species go, your reef dwelling species go, seen a couple of rockbot come out. Bronze bream have been average. Not a lot going on as far as your smaller species go. Shad still biting. I wouldn't say as well as they were last week, but still quite a bit. And I'd say it's probably slowing down a little bit because of the wind that we've been having. So we don't get a lot of feedback from the guys when the wind is pumping because there's just less fishermen out in the water. But as I said, with this cold snap, westerly winds blowing, water's going to clean up a bit. I think we're in for some good stuff in the next few weeks, so I think that's quite good. As far as freshwater is concerned, we've seen good catches around. I've been getting a couple of fish in the afternoons. Surprisingly enough, the bulk of my catches, bigger catches anyway, have actually been on buzz baits into the evening. We've had some really warm evenings. I think after this cold snap that we're having now, it might change a little bit. But I've been throwing a lot of buzz baits, catching the bigger fish on buzz bait, drop shot for the small species, the small bass. And a lot of barbel activity on a lot of our dams if you're going to be fishing for barbel. And then inland, the guys at Albert Falls are still cleaning up. Guys fishing up at Kudutro are catching some decent fish, but on bigger baits. And when I say bigger baits, it's all big swim baits, all like 9 to 12 inch worms. So like your Zoom old monsters and stuff like that. But if it was me, I'd definitely put out a big swim bait and kind of slowly fish it on those big offshore rock piles and stuff like that. That's basically where the bulk of the bigger fish have been coming out. Hazelmere Dam, fishing a rat, small fish coming out. I'm waiting for feedback from a couple of the guys, but it's still fairly decent, guys. For the fishing, bass fishing to be this good, especially from the banks at this time of the year, is a blessing because, as most of you guys know, it does slow down drastically in winter from the banks. You don't have a lot of access to the deeper water where most of these fish are hiding. So I'd say take advantage of it. Go do some bass fishing. I'm sure people will be surprised at the amount of fish coming out in the dead of winter. So yeah, and always, guys, just let us know what's happening out there. Helps us a lot. And we'll chat to you guys next week. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Jesse. What another fantastic report coming out of KZN. This time it's on the North Coast and it is sounding absolutely fantastic. Jesse, as for that bass, Jan reiterates this later on in the show, the fish are feeding. I mean, you would think it's winter, right? I mean, Who would have thought to go bass fishing, but the fish are still bending rods. I mean, that's the beauty of living in KZN. You will always get fish, even if you are fishing for bass in winter. Jesse, as for your report on fishing off those high points, yes, absolutely. I totally agree with that. I've got other anglers that I've met along the week, and they were telling me about the fish coming out from there as well. So, guys, Bolito is looking fantastic, especially on that Garrick scene. And yeah, the shad did slow down, but that's not a bad thing. They will be back, and there's enough bream species to target with that. Now, let's move on to Imtanzini Banks. We are with Nick, and Nick is pretty excited because of his competition coming up this weekend. It's a river comp, but he's going to tell you more about it. So guys, here's Nick from Imtanzini.
Good afternoon, Vanessa. Over the weekend, specifically on Sunday, we had, I think, 13 or 15 boats launching off our beach, and they caught kuta. Two boats that went out to High Point both came back with 2.5 kuta. Weren't particularly big ones, but still decent fish nonetheless. They caught species, rubber lips, cave bass, slinger, soldiers, rock cod, mainly catfish, rock cod, some yellow bellies, but very, very few cob. And I think one of the boats, they got snook at, I think it was Glenton or Garland's Reef. But it was great. But what's going to be very interesting is on Sunday we're having a very interesting river fishing competition, whereby the anglers will be fishing from 6 a.m. until 2 p.m. All the fish will be weighed live at the slipway and released at the slipway. Fish, I think the minimum weight of the target specimens, which is river bream, bartail or flathead, river snapper, and I think it's Malabar rock cod, is to weigh the fish, they must be 1 kilogram, brought in buckets, tubs or live bait wells. Thereafter, we're heading up to the ski boat club for prize giving at 3 o'clock. There's some very nice prizes, 5,000, 3,000 and 2,000 for first, second and third, plus various other prizes. Every child entered, the 24 so far, will all receive a prize of some description, regardless of whether they catch a fish or not. Thereafter, the children will be brined for their parents and their families. They'll be supervised by members of the ski boat club, so mum and dad can sit and chill and enjoy their supper. Do not think the children will actually be lighting the fires themselves, but they will be closely monitored and supervised by members of the ski boat club and others who don't have children. So, sounds like a great fun day for everybody. And we'll know how the river is performing. Yesterday, it was interesting. There were some people fishing at the river, and all I saw was a rat. Couldn't even catch a fish. And they still enjoyed themselves. There was a cleanup done around the Lagoon Car Park area and picnic sites yesterday. 82 kilos of plastic was picked up, bagged and taken away. So it's actually looking spotlessly clean at the moment, all just in time for our family fishing day on the river. The beach has been okay, not producing much at the moment. It's quite sort of frustrating for this time of the year. But the guys that are going up to the south bank of the river mouth are catching garrick, but not numbers like they used to be, but they are there. Doesn't seem anybody's caught on off the beach yet, but the problem is it's getting us shad, 30, 35 centimeter shad. And when you can't catch shad, you know there's garrick right in front of you, so it's worth taking a plug or a popper down and having a go with that. But the weekend, Saturday, doesn't look too bad for fishing. Sunday afternoon, the wind's going to come up, but we've got a window until 2 o'clock. There's a very slight wind, so come on. Have fun, everyone.
Thank you, Nick. Looks like it is the South Bank for garrick. And my friend, all the best with your competition coming up. I'm sure it's going to be a fantastic one, especially with the kids involved. Interesting to know how they cook that food, but anyway, that's for you to taste and decide, and let us know about it next week. Now guys, let's round off this week's report in Richards Bay and St. Lucia, where the bottom fishing once again has been absolutely prolific. There's also a bit of snook and kuta coming out on your offshore side. As for your rock and surf side, it's garrick and shad. So guys, that is our saltwater report for this week. Now let's move on to the freshwater, where we are with Jan, who's feeling a bit of the bite over this next few days. But he's also been enjoying some movies. So guys, here is Jan from the Kingfisher Pietermaritzburg.
Hey there guys, it seems like we are in for episode 2 from the naysayers. We are in for a bit of a chilly ride as results from another big system moving up country at present. The Norwegian weather gods show that we might even have a double system, as there is a slight recovery for a day on the weekend, followed by another sharp dip come the start of the new week. The barometric pressures have already fallen through the floor over the last 48 hours, so I suspect that the fishing might just not be so fishy as one would hope in the coming days. But on the upside, since the previous cold snap, the weather has been great, and the fishing sure turned on last week. There have been some great fish coming to hand across the board, and no doubt they already knew that the next proverbial was about to hit the fan and took advantage of conditions. After all, they generally know better than we do, don't they? The trout still waters of the Natal Fly Fishers Club have provided some great action this past week. Apart from a couple of fish reported in the returns that were in the 30 to 40 centimeter, that is 12 to 16 inch range. Most of the fish reported were in the 50 to 60 centimeter, that is 20 to 23 inch bracket, with a good few over the 60 centimeter, 23 inch mark. That's some great fishing. Interestingly, the water temperatures have continued to drop, and while most of the waters are now in single figures, there was even a report of a 5-degree water. Larger flies like dragonfly and minnow patterns are still working. But fished in tandem with a smaller pattern like a bloodworm or a midge, and you have a deadly combination. It is said that this season has been a pearler and one of the better winters, with a good number of excellent fish coming to hand. Fingers crossed that it continues for the remainder of the season as we start working our way towards summer. As mentioned last week, while the snow up top might make for some fridge-like conditions for the Midlands for a couple of days, the snow melt is simply great for the rivers, keeping water levels up and waters flowing, and even providing a good flush. With only just over 6 weeks to go, things are looking good for a great start to the season. The scalies, that is Natal yellowfish, are also about, with some fish being reported from both the Umgeni and the lower Umkamas. Winter fish tend to be better fish, and while usually targeted with small size nymphs and caddis patterns, bigger fish need to eat more, so don't be shy to upscale your fly or your lure. Dragon and damselfly patterns work well for the fly guys, and for the conventional anglers, a 4-centimeter hard plastic has been doing the business. Still on the fly fishing front, the KZN Juniors held a trial on a Camberg water this last weekend, and although conditions were reported to be tough over the two days, all the lads managed to beat the dreaded blank, which is always great fun for them. Congrats to all the junior anglers who kept going until the very last minute. Next trial is scheduled for sometime in August, and time for some yellowfish. Getting some great experience in the international arena is the South African youth fly fishing team that is currently partaking in the 20th FIPS Moosh World Youth Fly Fishing Championships in Mostar, Bosnia, over the 16th to 23rd of July. After a couple of days practice sessions, the lads have started fishing this week, so we're wishing them tight lines and we look forward to reporting on the results. While still on the international front, the International Fly Fishing Film Festival took place this week in Durban. And if you're a fly angler that wasn't there, well, where were you hiding? Apart from some great international films, we were treated to the movie Capitaine by local outfit African Waters. But guys, watch this space. We are going to be entreating with African Waters and seeing if we can put up a local production of the best of their movies. The Bass have also been playing the game this last week, with some good fishing being reported from Albert Falls and Midmar Dams. Word from the water is that pre-spawn has begun and the big fish are on the move. Surface water temperatures are reported to be still up in the mid-teens, with fish in the 3 to 5 kilogram range being reported. Trolling the socials, and yes, that was pun intended, young Tristan Saville was spotted sporting an Albert Falls bucket mouth that appears to be in the 4 to 5 kilogram range. Well done and congrats, young man. That's some excellent fishing. The SABA, that is South African Bass Anglers Association, KZN Junior League anglers, enjoyed a family fun day on a picture-perfect Albert Falls dam this last weekend. Local stalwarts of the sport shared some tips and tactics regarding preparation for events as well as different fishing techniques. And guys, to note that the annual Albert Falls Classic will be held at the end of next month, over the 24th to the 26th of August. Word is that the carp are still active on Albert Falls, seen sipping off the surface on flat, calm days, and the bank anglers are getting some good carp in Midmar. Great fun to be had on fly or light tackle. Guys, do pop into the Kingfisher Pier in Maritzburg for the best in tackle advice and tight lines, y'all.
There you have it. Jan, not missing a pun. It's absolutely fantastic. Thank you so much for that, Jan. Looks like you've got great fishing on all fronts. Despite the snippy weather, the fish are definitely biting. Now, I am definitely going to be looking forward to that Capitaine local film. So, Jan will be keeping us in touch with what's going on with that, as he usually does. And, like you said, just 6 weeks more for the river season to be open, and it is looking to shape up to be an absolute peach of one. So, we cannot wait. It's only bound to get better. So guys, that is our fishing reports for this week's show. It is looking absolutely fantastic. There were some great catches throughout the week. Yes, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, bit of a bumpy cold one. But this weekend is looking absolutely fantastic, so make sure to get out there. But when you do, always remember, keep that fishing area tidy, respect your bag limits, and fish for the future. Guys, a special thanks to our sponsors, the Kingfisher. None of this could be possible without them or the expert correspondents from their stores. So always remember to support those that support you, and in this case, the Kingfisher.
This show is proudly brought to you by the Kingfisher. The Kingfisher has stores in Hunter Street, Durban, Tackle Center, Durban, Warner Beach, Pietermaritzburg, Kloof, Ballito, and now in Salt Rock at the Tiffany Center.